Welcome to it. Remember the 4th of November. Have we got some news for you? The impeachment follies continue. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America for this Monday. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, winter here early, it seems. At least that's the way it feels to me. A couple of big blasts of snow and cold already. As I've been sitting in my deer blind watching the ice pelt the window, thankfully I'm not sitting in a tree stand. Number two, the whistleblower has been outed. As you know, he's a 33-year-old hard-left activist who's been trying to get President Trump pushed out of office from day one. In fact, codenamed Charlie helped start the Russia investigation. We'll get to it. And number one, the Democrats all in on this phone call at this point for impeachment, which means the hottest ticket in town, and I mean it, the hottest ticket in town going forward, will be who can vote no from the Democrat Party. Who can vote no and still leave Nancy Pelosi with the 218 votes she needs to impeach the president? That's what we need. That's what we need to find out. Nancy Pelosi needs her 218 votes, but the hottest ticket in town for people is like Alyssa Slotkin in Michigan and others in divided districts around the country where Donald Trump won the district and then a freshman member of Congress won in 2018. There'll be about 18 of those available, 17 or 18 of those no votes available, and they will be jockeying for those. Because at this point, this phone call offers little. Now, if you hadn't heard, the whistleblower's attorneys, including Mark Zaid, an anti-rabid, anti-Trump attorney, offered for the whistleblower to provide written answers to Republican questions. Jim Jordan says, no, you don't get to ignite an impeachment effort and never account for your actions and role in orchestrating it. And these written answers will not provide a sufficient opportunity to probe all the relevant facts and cross-examine the so-called whistleblower, which is more like the whistle leaker. It's not a whistleblower. This is a person who had second and third-hand knowledge. This is a whistle leaker. Now, the whistle leaker's surprise offer to the top Republican, Devin Nunes, would allow Republicans to ask questions without having to go through the committee's chair, Adam Schiff. Now, Mark Zaid, again, this guy is anti-Donald Trump, always has been. A loud, boisterous, longtime Trump critic and opponent is the attorney for this guy. Now, remember, this guy had contact with presidential candidates. This guy worked for Joe Biden, went back and forth to Ukraine. Now that, I mean, the information about Eric Ciaramella is coming out. Charlie, they call him, is the nickname. If you go back now to some of the testimony and the insurance policy and the text messages, there are a couple of references to Charlie. And all smart money is that it's Ciaramella. Charlie, Ciaramella. The guy's last name, Eric Ciaramella, the guy who regurgitated gossip and then tried to hide behind the whistleblower statute. The whistleblower statute allows for people to focus on government corruption and make sure they're not fired and dealt with harshly. It doesn't mean hiding in the shadows to try to take down a president, which is what this guy is doing, but the substance isn't there. The substance is not there. For if it were, when Barack Obama leaned over to Vladimir Putin and said, let me, you know, we'll have a lot more latitude after the election. Let me get through the election. After that, I'll have a lot more latitude. That is putting out a calling card to an actual world power, to an actual foe, and telling them, hey, you know, we'll bend over for you. Just relax for a minute. Let me get through this. If Donald Trump's saying to Ukraine, hey, could you look into this stuff where there's corruption in your country, where we're sending hundreds of millions and up to $1 billion in tax American taxpayer money to your countries, if that's impeachable, which of course it's not, it's a fool's errand, but here we are anyway, talking about it, because it's consuming the American political spectrum, if you will. But anyhow, so the whistle leaker has volunteered through his attorneys to answer questions under oath, under threat of perjury, to answer Republican questions. And those on the Senate side, a bit divided. Richard Burr says, if we want to fully understand what happened, then talking to that individual, when they started to guide their interactions, who they interacted with, who their lawyers were, who drove it, maybe more expansive than what we know. We don't know until we talk to that person. Others say they're not sure how relevant it remains. People like Marco Rubio, I don't know how relevant it remains. Roy Blunt, however, says, it does seem to me that establishing a precedent for a whistleblower who has second or third-hand information can come forward with that information with no real likelihood that you'll ever know who they are. It's more like an anonymous suggestion box. Yeah, no kidding. He's got to appear. And Lindsey Graham, of course, doing his tough guy act. I think the whistleblower statute was designed to deal with public corruption and let people come forward. It's not designed to put somebody in jail or take down a president. So this idea that somebody can make an anonymous accusation that is the foundation of impeachment and remain anonymous is ridiculous. And remember, this guy, again, guided by Adam Schiff, who lied about it. Adam Schiff lied about having contact. Then we learned, of course, that the whistleblower had contact with Adam Schiff's staff. Two members, by the way, hired after the whistle leaker did his dirty work, that are friends of the whistle leaker. Eric Ciaramella's friends have been hired by Adam Schiff's office. They're aides now to Adam. How convenient. You know the whistle leaker. Well, congratulations, you've got a brand new six-figure job. Come on in. What can you tell us? Not to mention that the whistle leaker had worked with Joe Biden, John Brennan, mingled with James Clapper and James Comey, may have had more direct conversations with them. We don't know yet. And that's why answering written questions is insufficient. A deposition under oath at a minimum. A deposition under oath at a minimum. Get two or three really great lawyers from each side in there and let them ask all the questions they possibly can. Take breaks. 2 days. Deposition. It's where you dig through and people make mistakes and people answer questions. And then, bam, there it is. Something comes rolling out. You said, I didn't see that one coming. Well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but there it is on the table. So the whistleblower's attorney is offering for him to answer questions in writing under oath, but that's just insufficient. You know it, so do I, because very carefully answered questions from lawyers is nothing like having somebody in real time who can answer questions and then make a mistake under oath. That's why they do cross-examination. Otherwise, all defendants and all people of interest and all key witnesses would answer questions in writing. There's a reason it's not done that way. Ah, yeah. Welcome to Monday, by the way. Good to have you. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome aboard to 97.7 FM. In Sheboygan. Good to have you along. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.